Well, good morning. We're going to do something slightly different this morning. I couldn't quite get to sleep last night, and things were just mulling over in my head. And when you ever have those sleepless kind of nights, sometimes you just, okay, God, just give me peace, let me sleep. And instead, what came into my mind was something that I've done quite a few years ago, but it just wouldn't leave. It would not leave my thoughts as I was falling asleep. And what I kind of felt that God was impressing upon us for today was that as we've spent 2017 reading through the New Testament together as a church family, that we need to spend our last Sunday morning in 2017 with only hearing Scripture. And so I'm going to read to you a love letter from God that answers the question, why does God love me? Our readings this week were in Matthew, finishing up with the resurrection. And last week I said, oh, today's going to be the resurrection. And it is. And the passage that really stood out to me this week that I had prepared was that at that moment in Matthew chapter 28:7, verse 51, at that moment when Jesus breathed his last breath on the cross, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life, and they came out of the tomb after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. Kind of creepy. But that at that moment, the curtain in the temple tore in two, signifying that the Holy of Holies, the location where God's presence on earth was open to all. And then following the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, when Jesus says to his disciples, after he had rose again, he appeared to them, and he says to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, until the very end of the age. And I wrote down Emmanuel, God with us. And last night as I couldn't sleep, the why does God love me? Why did God come to be Emmanuel, God with us, in the form of a baby who died on a cross as a man and rose again to save us? Why does God love me? And so this day, the 31st of December, 2017, let us hear the words of God himself answer that question for us as we finish our year and look into the next. Then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea and the birds in the air, the livestock and all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. For you are a holy people who belong to the Lord your God. Of all the people on earth, the Lord your God has chosen you to be his own special treasure. The Lord did not set his heart on you and chose you because you were more numerous than the other nations, for you were smallest of all the nations. Rather, it was simply the Lord loves you. And he was keeping an oath he had sworn to your ancestors. That is why the Lord rescued you with such a strong hand from your slavery and from the oppressive hand of the Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Understand, therefore, that the Lord your God is indeed God. He is the faithful God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations and lavishes his unfailing love on those who love him and obey his commands. But he does not hesitate to punish and destroy those who reject him. Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your justice like the ocean depths. You care for people and animals alike, O Lord. How precious is your unfailing love, O Lord. All humanity finds shelter in the shadows of your wings. You feed them from the abundance of your own house, letting them drink from your river of delights. For you are the fountain of life, the light by which we see. Pour out your unfailing love on those who love you. Give justice to those with honest hearts. O God, we meditate on your unfailing love as we worship in your temple. As your name deserves, O God, you will be praised to the ends of the earth. Your strong right hand is filled with victory. But I am like an olive tree thriving in the house of God. I will always trust in God's unfailing love. I will praise you forever, O God, for what you have done. I will trust in your good name in the presence of your faithful people. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart so that I may honor you. With all of my heart, I will praise you, O Lord, my God. I will give glory to your name forever, for your love for me is very great. You have rescued me from the depths of the death. O God, insolent people rise up against me. A violent gang is trying to kill me. You mean nothing to them, but you, O Lord, are a God of compassion and mercy, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. Look down and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant. Save me, the son of your servant. Send me a sign to your favor. Then those who hate me will be put to shame. For you, O Lord, help and comfort me. He does not punish us for all of our sins. He does not deal with us harshly as we deserve. For his unfailing love towards those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens is above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who alone does mighty miracles. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who made the skies so skillfully. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who placed the earth among the waters. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who made the heavenly lights. His faithful love endures forever. The sun to rule the day. His faithful love endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule the night, his faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who killed the firstborn of Egypt, his faithful love endures forever. He brought Israel out of Egypt, his faithful love endures forever. He acted with a strong hand and a powerful arm, his faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who parted the Red Sea, his faithful love endures forever. He led Israel safely through. His faithful love endures forever. But he hurled Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who led his people through the wilderness. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who struck down mighty kings. His faithful love endures forever. He killed powerful kings. His faithful love endures forever. Shion, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, his faithful love endures forever. God gave the land of these kings as an inheritance. His faithful love endures forever. A special possession to his servant Israel. His faithful love endures forever. He remembered us in our weakness. His faithful love endures forever. He saved us from our enemies. His faithful love endures forever. He gives food to every living thing. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His faithful love endures forever. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a hope and a future. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. Long ago, the Lord said to Israel, I have loved you, my people, with an everlasting love. With unfailing love, I have drawn you to myself. For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. What is the price of two sparrows? One copper coin? But not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing. And the very hairs of your head are all numbered, so don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than an entire flock of sparrows. To illustrate the point further, Jesus told them this story. A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, I want my share of your estate now before you die. So his father agreed to divide his wealth between his sons. A few days later, his younger son packed all of his belongings and moved to a distant land, and there he wasted all of his money in wild living. About the time his money ran out, a great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. He persuaded a local farmer to hire him, and the man sent him into his fields to feed the pigs. The young man became so hungry that even the pods he was feeding the pigs looked good to him, but no one gave him anything. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, At home, even the hired servants have enough food to spare, and here I am, dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant. So he returned home to his father. And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you. I am no longer worthy of being called your son. But his father said to the servants, Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet. For this son, we must celebrate with a feast. For this son of mine was dead and has now returned to life. He was lost, but he is now found. So the party began. Meanwhile, the older son was in the fields working, and when he returned home, he heard music and dancing in the house. And he asked one of the servants what was going on. Your brother is back, they said, and your father has killed the fattened calf, and we are celebrating his safe return. The older brother was angry and wouldn't go in. His father came out and begged him, but he replied, All of these years I have slaved for you and never once refused to do a single thing that you have told me to. And in all that time, you never gave me even one young goat for a feast with my friends. Yet when this son of yours comes back after squandering your money on prostitutes, you celebrated by killing the fattened calf. His father said to him, Look, dear son, you have always stayed by me, and everything I have is yours. We had to celebrate this happy day, for your brother was dead and has come back to life. He was lost, but he is now found. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love. Just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way that I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do as I command. I no longer call you slaves because a master does not confide in his slaves. Now you are my friend, since I have told you everything that the Father told me. You didn't choose me, but I have chosen you. I appointed you to go and to produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for, using my name. This is my command. Love each other. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time, and he died for us. Sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die to a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all of creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. But God is so rich in mercy, and he loves us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with his inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep is his love. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we can ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. But when God our Savior revealed his kindness and love, he saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured his Spirit out upon us through Jesus Christ our Savior. Because of his grace, we have been made right in his sight, and he gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life. Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. He never sinned, but he died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but he was raised to life in the Spirit. See how very much our Father loves us. He calls us his children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they do not know him. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much he loves us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us so much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God. And God lives in them. Whenever the living beings give glory and honor and thanks to the one on the throne, the one who lives forever and ever, The 24 elders fall down and worship the one sitting on the throne, the one who lives forever and ever. And they lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, O God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and they exist because you created what you pleased. Emmanuel, God with us." Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your truth. And we thank you for your love. Even while we were still sinners, God, you came to die for us so that we might live. Oh God, what a love is that? Incredible, humbling, awesome love. And God, as we come to the end of 2017, just another date on the calendar, God, with looking forward to the new year, help us to hold on to that love. Your words, God, speak life into our very bones. And so, God, as we worship you, as we live for you, consume us, fill us, love through us, so that the world will know that you are God. That is our desire. And God, we just give you our new year. In your name, amen. We're going to sing that song that the band played for us just a little bit ago. As we were getting ready this morning, I heard it through the sanctuary coming through, and I was like, oh, that's perfect. And so I asked if we could sing it again. So because we don't know it, you've heard it, so now you can sing it. Perfect. But it's that chorus. I am no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Take the words of God himself from his scripture. You have it. You each have the words that were read out this morning because you have it in your Bibles. And as we read them and are filled with them, our fears mean nothing. Because we are children of God, and we can stand on that promise today. So let's stand together and sing how we have been born again into our family in his